Let us pray. Father, may I speak in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. Me dispiace. That sounds strange, but I don't think it's to all of us here. It reminds me of my days in Italy. And lovely country, lovely people. But whenever an Italian wants to disappoint you on a promise made, the word you'll be expecting is mi dispiace. And once he has said that, he's gone. And mi dispiace, as far as I know, is I am sorry. Well, it's human to disappoint at times. And at times we do it in good faith, because we cannot always cope with our promises in life. We had a mind to fulfill it, but circumstances that might come around in course of navigating on how to get this thing sorted might call for that mi dispiace. I am sorry. In our Bible reading today, we've seen another person, another personality, who is so faithful, who always keeps to his promises, who is not moved by circumstances, who is never moved by anything at all. Whenever he makes a promise, he will keep it. And that's what makes him supernatural. I'm talking about somebody in the person of God. In the book of Genesis, if we follow the storyline, chapter 15 of Genesis, Abraham had a vision of God, and there was a covenant reached. And in course of that, Abraham questioned God. Of course, how is it going to be, since I don't have any child? And God promised him that a heir, a son, will be born of you. Not the first one, but from your wife, Sarah. Then in Genesis 18 again, in verse 10 of that very chapter, God again visited Abraham. We learned that story, we followed that teaching recently. And then reinforced that very promise. And Sarah laughed. We might say, why did she laugh? It's natural to do that, because looking at her age, it was naturally impossible for her to conceive and bear a child. But Abraham believed God. Who knows why? It could be a gift of faith, because he should have actually be in that same position with the wife. I'm drawing a bit out of context. I wonder, that could have been the reason why God looked at Abraham and said, he's a man of faith. Having to believe an impossibility. And where we read, we saw that Abraham was 99 good years of age. And of course, though it wasn't mentioned there, but Sarah should be in her 90s. But he still believed God. By this time next year, by this time the same year, I will visit your wife, Sarah. The promise made in Genesis 15, reemphasized in 18, then now fulfilled in chapter 21. But the things that are impossible with God is possible, that are impossible with men is very much possible with God. The things that are very much impossible with men, they are as real as anything to God. There are things I want to tease out from this very place we've read. A God who is timely to whatever promise he has made. A God who keeps his promise, and that's being a faithful God. And a God who can do all things. How do I mean? A God in whom there is no language may disappear. As long as you continue to believe in him, as long as you continue to trust him, he is sure to fulfill whatever he has promised. He's not moved by circumstances. He's not moved by situation, or nothing moves or changes his plan concerning you. And we have seen it in the promise he made to Sarah and Abraham. Despite unbelief in the life of Sarah, but the grace and the favor Abraham found in God still kept the promise to be fulfilled. It is human to doubt God at times, because there are impossible situations facing us every day. It could be health challenge. It could be as well financial difficulties. It might be some other thing. But the truth about God is that whenever he promises you anything, of course you should be in a relationship with him. We have seen that Abraham had relationship with God. He will always revisit his promises in your life, and he is sure to fulfill it. We at times question, where are those promises of God to us? As believers, the promises of God, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and they are all here. All we need to know about what God has given to us as our possessions are here. And of course, if we look unto it and believe in him, trusting that he has promised that he will fulfill his promise. Now, there is another story that is parallel to that that we read in Luke chapter 1. A very difficult situation again, about Mary and the visitation and the promise of the birth of Christ. They, in a sense, look alike, because if you follow the story too, Abraham was marked out to build up a people for God, a people that will be led to the promised land, will be built up a community of people who will worship God. And in Christ Jesus, there is a promise of a people who are marked that will be with God in eternity. So it was a kind, they have a kind of relationship. To Mary, it was an impossibility. We know the natural process of giving birth to children. She had no husband. She hasn't met any man. But God said, you will conceive and have a child. And I love what that very text said through the power of the Holy Spirit. That proves the omnipotency of God. Powerful God who can do anything, everything, whatever you might think of. And he fulfilled it in Christ. This message is all pointing us to trusting in God's promises. And one of the key promises of God is the promise of eternal life. Our message has been going, as far as I understand, to me, in this very book of Genesis, about God who blesses, God who judges people, who doesn't live up to his expectation, but try to find grace to put them in the loop so that they won't be destroyed. A just God. And he's pointing to a God who blesses us as well. And the ultimate blessing is the hope of eternity, to be with him. So our gathering here and our life as a Christian is not in vain. We are reassured today that we serve a God who has made a promise and he's sure to keep it. And if you don't know any promise to hook onto, that will help you and build up your faith every day, he has promised us eternity with him. As long as we continue to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And if he has promised that, nothing will change that. If he has said it, it will happen. So today, there might be other things in our life that are challenging. But God is above all those things. He says, is there anything impossible for me to do? He's speaking to that situation in your life today, which you feel is very, very impossible. But the assurance is, there is nothing impossible with God. God is faithful. The same way he did that in the life of Abraham and Sarah, he's sure to fulfill his promise in our lives. He doesn't forget. He is still mindful of what he has promised you. And he's sure to visit you at the appropriate time. By this same time next year, I will visit you, Abraham and Sarah. And he fulfilled it. Hang on to those promises. Hang on to his words. He's sure to fulfill it in your life. It may tarry. Your timing, my timing, is not God's timing, but they are sure to come to pass. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you because of your faithfulness. Even when we doubt you, that doesn't change your hand and your plans. Lord, we just pray that in our unbelief, oh Lord, may we find favor in your sight. May grace locate us. And Lord, even in this our journey with you, may it not end halfway. May we be part of that promise you have made, the promise of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.